Our scripture reading from the New Testament, the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 20, from the first verse. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And after agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. And when he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. And when he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around, and he said to them, "Why are you standing here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard." And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, "Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first." And when those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. And now when the first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." However, he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? So the last will be first, and the first will be last." Here ends our scripture reading. If God has a message for you and me through this morning service, oh, that we may be open and ready to receive. Brothers and sisters, friends, life is full of surprises. For instance, a certain woman decided to surprise her husband at his office. So she bought a new wig. She put on dark glasses, walked into his office asking, "Say, is there room in your life for a woman like me?" "No way," he replied. "You remind me too much of my wife." I'm sure that her surprise was much bigger than his. Now, would you try to imagine the surprise of the business executive on a long vacation and who, while reading his hometown newspaper on the internet, came across his own obituary? He couldn't believe his eyes. Shocked and angered, he immediately called the editor on the telephone. "I'm calling about the report of my death in your paper yesterday," he exclaimed. There was a long, long moment of silence. "Oh yes, sir," came the nervous reply. "And from where are you calling?" We just read a story in the Bible with a surprise ending. This story was told by Jesus. And we classify this as a kingdom story, God's kingdom. Jesus gave us glimpses into the mind and heart of God by telling stories exactly like this one. The parable of the laborers in the vineyard tells us more about God and what you and I can expect from God. You see, it was near the end of the season when the grapes were ripe in Palestine, and it was a race against time. It was important to harvest the grapes before the heavy rains came to spoil the crop. Now, in this particular story, there were not nearly enough workers. While many would-be workers were standing idly on the marketplace. Therefore, during the course of the long day, the owner went back and forth to and from the marketplace to hire more workers, because it was so important to get all the work done before sunset. And that's where the trouble began. It started at quitting time. The surprise ending in this story of Jesus is that all the workers received a full day's pay, a full day's wages, while some of them worked only part of the day. And even those who worked for only 1 hour during the cool of the evening received one silver coin, exactly like all the others. And the workers who had worked all day in the hot sun looked on in amazement. Those who were first on the job could hardly believe their eyes. This was not fair. If the owner paid a full silver coin for 1 hour's work, then he should definitely pay much more for those who worked all day. At least that was their logic. They were not only disappointed, actually they were outraged. How dare the landowner pay them in the same amount as those who had worked fewer hours? It was not fair, according to them. They felt cheated. Well, that was exactly the point that Jesus made. You see, he was not talking about harvesting grapes at all. The parable of Jesus gives insight into the grace of God. Jesus was talking about people who had loved and served God all their lives, compared to others who first lived life far away before coming to God. And Jesus says that God does not provide people according to what they think they deserve. It has to do with a God that owes none of us anything, but who are generous, who are kind, and who are loving to all. But that's not all. The story has far more depth than just that. Jesus also made it clear that it is altogether impossible to achieve the grace of God. You and I cannot work for it. We cannot pay for it. And most of all, we cannot earn it. But the workers in the vineyard expressed their outrage, like some of us often do. These last worked only 1 hour, they said, and you've made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat. And you know, you can hear it in the tone, they really laid it on thick. The landowner, surprised. What? I did nothing wrong. I promised you all one day's wages, and I'm paying exactly, exactly what I promised I would. And then in the story of Jesus, he turns to one of the disgruntled workers and said, "Friend, I'm doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage?" It was true, of course. He paid them exactly what he promised them. The landowner did not cheat them in any way. He definitely did nothing wrong. But then he goes even deeper. Then he asks them an interesting question. "Tell me, am I not allowed doing what I choose with what belongs to me?" And at that moment, it becomes perfectly clear. This is the crux of the entire story of Jesus. This is what you and I have to know and understand about the grace of God. God's grace is a gift. Whether we've been in the family of God for a long time or are a recent arrival, the benefits of faith in God are always exactly the same. Some of you may remember the rock group Genesis has a song titled "No Son of Mine." Now the lyrics sing of a song of a son that leaves home under a dark cloud. He went far away, and as he gets older now, he wanted to reconcile with his father. The song says that he went home with his heart in his hand. When he got them there, his father rejected him. His father says, "You're no son of mine." And the son asks, "But where should I go and what should I do?" The father says, You're no son of mine. "But I came here for help. Oh, I was looking for you." "You're no son," says the song. "You're no son of mine. Oh, you're no son. You're no son of mine." As far as this father was concerned, it was payback time. The boy had once rejected his father, and now the father would do exactly the same. That's what many an earthly father would do. But my friends, the German theologian Karl Barth permanently influenced Christian theology with the statement, "Gott ist der ganz andere." Translated, God is totally different. God is a parent who does not give according to what we deserve. God is grace. No matter how hard we try, we are never, ever deserving of God's grace. It always remains a gift. It does not matter how long or how hard we work. We can never earn God's love and God's acceptance. It is poured out freely on us all. Oh yes, there are many, and I know there are many, I know some of them, who wish that it were not so. Many who have served Christ for a number of years would actually like some kind of a bonus, you know. Does not seem fair, does it? How can people just waltz in here at the last minute and claim the same benefits as those of us who have labored for decades? Obviously, Karl Barth was right. God's thoughts are very different from ours. It raises the question, could it be that the outcast whom we so easily judge and write off is actually closer to God's heart than we might imagine? Maybe their very helplessness has opened them to an understanding of grace that some of us will never have, never experience. We as humans are so eager to lump people into deserving and undeserving. I wonder, maybe if you and I were in the shoes of the prodigal son or the outcast who wandered far away from God, maybe if we were, wouldn't we understand just a little bit better? Oh yes, we believe God is qualified to judge. We know that God sees the heart. God knows us from the inside out. And when God forgives, it is total, and His forgiveness is absolute. God's grace is equally poured out on us all, whether we work 12 hours in the heat of the day or whether we've worked only 1 hour in the cool of the evening. But the real surprise ending in the parable of Jesus is that hidden in there is a loving invitation to all of us and to all still outside God's kingdom. It echoed through the ages. The truth is before us today. God's grace is also for you. Each one of you and me, it's also for us. What's even more, the story with the surprise ending is also a story of God's loving invitation to all those who yearn to be a part of God's kingdom on earth. Actually, even now, even this morning, we can hear Jesus say, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Oh, it was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Amen.